Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Jake Vonnegut with you guys here on Overtime. Coming up in the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to get to a Blind Tier Tuesday. We'll also hopefully clean up a little bit of the station buzz that we pushed back in the show. But we've been talking a little bit of Browns. We're going to continue to talk about Browns, the Brennan Sorsby conversation, because there's still a lot to unpack there and whether the Browns should be interested or not be interested. And the quarterback conversation is a whole because everybody's got their opinions on it, and an opinion we deeply trust, our good friend over there at Cleveland.com as well, right here on the station. It is Lance Risland, Coach Riz, joining us in the Wise Heart Right, We Make It Right Call, Kyle Wright Hotline. Coach, what's going on?
Jake, what's going on, buddy? Happy Tuesday night to you, buddy.
Happy Tuesday night to you. We are well into the mix. We've seen the quarterbacks play, but before we can get to the quarterbacks on the roster, Coach, I got to ask you about a guy who has been certainly had his name in the media on Brennan Sorsby. As of late, he's applying to be in the supplemental draft. Expectation is you'll probably have that request accepted by the NFL, be able to go. If it was you, sitting there as a member of the Browns, would you be interested? Would you want him on the team?
First and foremost, as a young man, if he has an issue with gambling, with any addiction, I hope he finds the help he needs. However, I kind of keep it to, what I kind of have an idea about was and what I see on film. And for me, I just don't think when you go, I have him right now. I have him on ninth on my board before he declared ninth on my board as a quarterback position. So I had him a little bit lower than some. And I think the game that really swung me last year, it was the Utah game and the pressure that Utah gave him. With multiple different looks and fronts and coverages, and struggled against Arizona a little bit. And for me, I just think he's a good quarterback. I don't know next year when you talk about Sellers and Moore and Maiava and Arch Manning, there's some guys out there that are really that I had above him. Now, once again, as we all know, Jake, the quarterback evaluation is hard and we all mess it up. Besides the off the field stuff, which you have to look at, especially at the quarterback position, I just don't see him as a guy that it'd be worse. I don't think he's better than what you have on the roster right now. If you ask my opinion on the guys that have, I think he's a talented guy. He's a little bit slow in his processing. His traits are really good, but they're not elite. The guys you have on the roster, I would like to see with the pieces they have around now. So I think he's a very good quarterback, had him in the middle of my pack for the 27 quarterbacks, but strictly on his play, I wouldn't, unless you're into the fifth round, right? Unless you said, we have to give up a fifth round, then he might be worth a shot because he is a big physical kid.
I mean, we obviously heard Todd Monken's comments. I believe it was out at the charity golf outing for the Browns, and he was very against it. If you're putting yourself in the mind of a coach who, even if you think he's talented and you see something like that, if he gets added to the roster, I mean, if you're Todd Monken, how do you take that? How do you react after the previous comments that you had made?
Well, first and foremost, that would kind of upset me as a coach, because he's kind of made his thoughts, known to everybody. And that's what everybody likes about Todd Monken. And that would tell you that the alignment's not very good from top to bottom. And for me, once again, I'm biased, but I think football decisions have to be made by the football coach. And obviously in the NFL, the GM has his hands in everything. But especially at the quarterback position, more than any other position, that has to be something the head coach and a guy like Todd Monken wants. And you got a guy who's a new coach. That's what I said when he came in. The past with, Deshaun Watson, his injuries and the things that have happened, doesn't matter. Shedeur Sanders being a fifth-round pick, through the ups and downs, doesn't matter. They've both gotten a lot better, and they both have a chance to play. For me, I would, if I'm Andrew Berry, I rely on my coach, and I rely on my coach, especially at that position. Now, you're talking about an offense that is going to have a lot of new pieces, and I just don't know if you need another project, right? Because he's going to need some work both on the field and off the field. And right now, they have guys in that room that you need to get a look at. And once again, I'm not big on development during the season, things like that. That happens now. They got to find the guy that helps them win in Jacksonville. And I just don't think they need that project right now. This is a much better football team, in my opinion, than people think. That if they can get adequate quarterback play, they're going to be in a lot of football games this fall.
All right, Coach, let's talk about a couple of the quarterbacks on the roster. I've told you before, I label you as an optimist. We disagree on that, but in a very cordial and polite way. And I know I can say that without upsetting you, so I don't feel bad about it. But you were positive on the quarterbacks last year for the most part. And from us talking off the air, I know you're relatively positive on them where they stand right now. I kind of want to know what your difference is, like looking at the quarterback room last year and how they performed up to this point, and then look at where this quarterback room is at right now. How do you kind of decipher and compare those two, and which group do you think looks better?
Well, I think this group looks a lot better right now, and here's why. So the narrative that they've been great that I've heard, and the narrative that they've been terrible, I just haven't seen that. And once again, I respect everybody's opinion, and I like to think of myself as a realist, and sometimes that comes off as optimism. But as a quarterback coach and a guy who's called offense at the high school level, at this time of year, regardless of what level you're at, you're looking for certain things to happen. And for me, all three of these guys, and I'm including I'll even include Taylen Green, but these guys have all improved to where they need to be this fall. Hopefully their footwork has improved, their processing has improved, their command in the huddle has improved. They're doing so. There's been so much ask of them from Todd Monken and Switzer and these guys offensively, and they have a really good handle in it. They have their operations been really good. Now, has there been some issues? Sure, there's been some inaccuracies, but as I've said before, Denzel Bossing running a curl is going to be a little bit different than Jerry Jeudy or Casey Concepcion. So that accuracy, I think, will come. But what I'm seeing is they're going to the right spot. Now, when live bullets start flying around, all that kind of stuff, everything changes. But you only have a chance to be successful as a quarterback throwing the ball if you know where you're supposed to go with it, if you understand the coverage, if you understand your hots. That's what I'm seeing out of these guys. I'm seeing fundamentally they're pretty good right now. Mechanically, they're very good right now. They have good command, poise, and they know where they're going with the football. And you can see the confidence when they're throwing the football. Now, it's not always on target just yet. But once again, they've had their ups and their downs. But the thing I'm looking for, I've been very high on this spring and summer. And every time we've had an opportunity to be in there, I've been watching them every single snap. And I've been very happy as a coach who's seen them from last year to this year. I think these guys have made a big strides. And I look forward to seeing with the cast around them what they're going to do this fall.
And again, Lance Rising with us on the hotline. Coach, I love the optimism out of you. It's always I like to see the positive side of things. And I know that you find that in the players. I enjoy it. Like, it's not even the optimist, but I know this is the way you view it, so I enjoy it this way. We've heard a lot of positive things on both quarterbacks, but Andrew Berry has really hit on the strides that Shedeur has made. I know you touched on them, but if there was one area you think he's made his biggest jump in improvement from last year where the season ended to right now, where do you see that biggest jump?
Well, everybody talks about the idea of he's got to process faster. And I go back to when he was at Colorado, when he's in Jackson State, he hasn't had much of an offensive line. And they did a really nice job, I think, Pat Shurmur, when he was at Colorado, of figuring a way out ways to get the ball out of his hand very, very quickly. Now he gets to the NFL, and he's going to start getting pass protection now, and he's going to start getting these things. So he's kind of had to learn on the run, not because he can't do it. Shedeur Sanders is very intelligent. Now, I always tell people the fastest way to improve your feet is to improve your brain and know where you're going with the football. Because if you know where your progressions are, you know where to move your feet to. If you don't have an idea where your progressions are, sometimes quarterbacks will drift, or sometimes quarterbacks will get happy feet, the term you've heard. But the more confident you are with where you're supposed to be and where your 1-2-3 check down is and things like that, the better your footwork becomes, right? Because you now know where everybody is versus a certain coverage and where you need to go with the football. So I just think I'm not going to say his ability to process, because he's always had that. He's learned this offense under Monken. It goes to all these quarterbacks learning accepting teaching. The coaches have done a great job. But for me, it's been his ability to trust where he's going with the ball, and the trust that he has in his brain is now kind of going to his feet. And you can see that with all the quarterbacks, but especially him, because that was one thing he struggled with, getting rid of the football on time. So I would just say all these quarterbacks have a really good handle of what's been given to them so far, which is a credit to Monken and his staff.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
A lot of talk around this quarterback room, obviously the race being tightly contested between Deshaun and Shedeur. Do you see it that same way? And what does tightly contested mean? Because I think for some people, tightly contested means Shedeur would have had to play better than Deshaun and make up some of that ground. And some people take it at face value if both guys are playing at relatively the same level.
Well, I would say this, going back to what you said before, you know, when people say I'm optimistic, I truly believe it, Jake, and I think you know me after a couple of years now. I truly believe these quarterbacks can do this. And when you say their race is tight for me, it's when people say that, I think it's because they're doing a lot of really good things. And now, as live bullets start going around, the only way that you can get the maximum out of what you can do is if you know what you're doing. So for me, it's going to come down to when you don't know what you're doing, your fundamentals go away. When you don't know where you're going with the ball, usually quarterbacks have a pretty good idea where they're going first. That second or third kind of separates them. And then that ties into your footwork. And then that ties in if you're going to be late. And when you're late in the NFL, that's turnovers. So for me, it comes down to, as they get to camp, I just think it comes down to who's going to help them score more points. Who's going to help them win week one in Jacksonville? And if the narrative for me stays, everything is based on winning in Jacksonville, because for me, and you know I've told you this a bunch, winning still has to be the priority. So whoever is going to help them win. Now, it doesn't mean if Deshaun starts and Shedeur is over or vice versa. Most like in the NFL, most teams are playing two quarterbacks now. It just happens through injuries. You get banged up, whatever happens. But I think the good thing is I think they're playing much better than people give them credit for, and it's who's going to kind of put themselves over the top. And if you ask me, it's who has better command, who moves the ball better, who limits their mistakes. And that's really what it comes down to. Right now, they don't have to be guys you win because of. They have to be guys you win with. and to protect the football, get the ball in the hands of these guys. The offensive line has been addressed. The defense is still really good. Special teams are going to be better. One thing I can guarantee you, special teams will be better because they're working on them so hard. And that's all special teams are, get lined up and play hard. And so they just have to be functional. And then we'll see as it goes along. But it really comes down to, it's really not about, you know, everybody wants it to be like an I told you so or this guy's better. It's going to be who protects the ball and who has better, you know, connection and chemistry. And we'll see how that happens when live bullets start flying around. Because right now, everything, whoever's in the lead right now, it doesn't matter. It'll all change once live bullets fly around. They'll start separating themselves.
And again, Lance Risen with us. And Coach, I know it's something that we've talked about, right? Like there is the narrative surrounding Deshaun about when the bullets go live. That's obviously something that's going to come up with Shador. And I mean, has previously with the retreating in the pocket, we talked about the sloppy footwork that, you know, at times he had shown very early on in his time last year when he was on the field. I mean, what guy do you think has more questions to answer when those bullets go live?
Well, you know, I think, you know, it's funny. That was one of the things with Kevin that was hard to kind of evaluate because they never went live. And quarterbacks are never going to be live, but everybody around them at times can be, especially the guys up front. They can be a little bit more live, which kind of gives you a better picture that A and B get pressure. So here's what it comes down to, right? We all know that everybody says Deshaun practices great and then doesn't play well in games. And everybody has said that Shador is a gamer but doesn't practice very hard. Well, I've seen Shador now for a couple years, and I think he practices very hard. I also have seen Deshaun have a lot of, you know, issues, same with Shador, but there's been issues besides himself, which is also that have kind of held him back, his injuries, talent around him, scheme. So it's kind of a fresh start for both of these guys. And it's kind of like, as they get started here, as they get into this season, who's going to kind of make that play? Who's going to make the play? Because right now, Monken only knows practice. And what Shador has, if the narrative is that he has to catch up, I think he has. And what you want to be as a quarterback, if you're the guy who's second string, you want to make it so you're so close that the guy who's starting doesn't play well in games, you've earned the right. You're not being given the right. And I think that if Shador wasn't the starter, that's where he's at now. He wouldn't be playing because he's Deshaun has played terrible. He'd play because he's earned it. And that's the difference. I think he's practiced very well. I do think it's neck and neck. If I had to pick a guy right now, I'd pick Deshaun Watson because for me, I think he gives him a better chance to win in Jacksonville. And that's all I'm worried about. I'm not worried about week two. I'm not worried about next year. I'm worried about week one. Now, could that change after live bullets, after, you know, all, you know, going to every practice and going to see the Bills, joint practice, and sure it could. But right now I'm thinking, what am I going to do to win in Jacksonville? That would be Deshaun Watson. But, it's really close right now, in my opinion. And both of these guys have done a really nice job for me. Eyes, anyway.
Yeah. Hey, Coach, outside of the quarterback spot, we've gotten a ton of rave about the wide receivers. Obviously, tough to evaluate a ton of the other positions before we get pads on and are able to hit each other a little bit. But, I mean, we've seen Isaiah Bond, Denzel Boston, Casey Concepcion. Based on perception either from the guy being here last year to where he is now or what you thought he was going to be to what you see for real, what guy has exceeded your expectations the most in that room?
Oh, Isaiah Bond has been outstanding. First of all, he comes into these mini camps in the spring. He looks physically bigger, 10 to 15 pounds bigger, but he's still running the way he always has. And now there's a lot more, the full route tree. So now he's running slants. And once again, Monken is a touch guy. He's not a route guy. How do you get guys open? How do you get them in space? And how do you let them work? And that's what Bond can do. Then you had Casey Concepcion, Boston, now Judy. Now for me, I don't know if any of those guys are a number one just yet, but they're all pretty good receivers. Now what that does is that opens up your number one, which on this offense for me is Harold Fannin. Because if you have three good receivers on the outside, now you have good balance, and defense has to play balanced. And if they want to stop the pass, then they have to play nickel. Now that it opens up the run game for Judkins. So the balance that they can have with all these guys should make this offense much better. But if you're saying just physically and who's had a great camp, all these receivers have been very, very impressive, all of them on the roster. But for me, I think because I had an idea of what Concepcion was going to be and I had an idea of what Boston was going to be, they're as good as advertised. The guy who's been super impressive to me is Isaiah Bond. He is really turning himself into an NFL receiver.
All right, Coach, we got about a minute here, but I need you to break down the KC drops right now, because I feel like they get highlighted a lot on social media, but then I'm also watching his highlight plays, and the hands look pretty good. I mean, are there a lot of drops? Are they the concentration drops? What do you see out of him?
No, he was very, very good in mandatory minicamp. Those 3 days, he was excellent. And when you look at him catch the ball, really, really simple. He catches the ball away from his body. And when you catch the ball away from your body, that means you're a natural catcher of the football. He doesn't fight it. He doesn't let it into his body. And sometimes when you're running, you know, he makes his money run after catch. Sometimes those simple catches where he's looking to catch and get upfield, he sometimes turns his head. I really have no – will he have a drop or two on some simple passes? I do. But I absolutely think he'll make up for it. You know, with the run after catch, and I really don't see it being an issue. Zay Flowers had that same issue coming out of Boston College. It's repetitions. He's a pro now. Because he's a natural catcher of the football, I'd be shocked if it's an issue, Jake.
All right, Coach, always appreciate the insight. Always good to hear from you. We appreciate it. We got some things to react to, and hopefully as the Browns get back into the swing of things here, we'll be talking again sometime soon.
Absolutely, buddy. We'll talk soon.
No doubt. Lance Risling, Coach Rays, Cleveland.com. You can hear him on The Fan from time to time as well. We're going to react to what he had to say. And Todd Monken's reaction if the Browns actually landed Brendan Sorsby, what would that be? That's coming your way in 5 minutes as well on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Kenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.